every year about 6 million visitors come to Lourdes in a usual year, but this year will be a bit special, so we expect to receive more and more people, maybe 7, maybe 8 million people for this year. But in general, there is a new thing about Lourdes. More and more people who come to Lourdes are not Catholic now. They come because Lourdes is a spiritual and international destination. In Lourdes, we have 6 international languages. So this is why people from everywhere want to go there. It's a curiosity. It's a spiritual place, and everybody can find something in this place.
And your own feelings about Lourdes, I mean, you're based there. Do you find that there is something special about the place?
Yes, I really think so. The first time I came to Lourdes, I was working in Paris before, and the first time I came to Lourdes, I was very impressed about the city, because the atmosphere is quite special. We have a lot of volunteers, more than 100,000 volunteers every year, who came to Lourdes just in order to help and disabled people, handicapped people. We have about 70,000 handicapped people every year. And we can't find this kind of thing in other places in the world. So, yes, I'm impressed. And after 10 years, I'm always impressed.
And yet, is there a danger that people will go there with false hope as such, that they're looking for a cure and maybe they don't receive that cure?
Yeah, in general, yes, of course. But when the people leave the city of Lourdes, they're all happy. And this is a kind of miracle, because when you arrive in Lourdes, you're very sick, you're not in a good mind. And when you go back home, you feel better, even if your illness is not gone. The illness is always there, but people are happy and very peaceful, in peace. With the body and with the mind. So this is the most important thing, I think so.
So they come to a kind of a spiritual resolution of their illness.
Exactly, exactly. And another force of this destination is the surrounding of Lourdes. When you arrive in Lourdes, you're not supposed to be in the nature. We are located in the National Park of the Pyrenees. So people, of course, go to the Grotto of the Apparition, go to the shrines, but also go to the Pyrenees, to the National Park, to get some fresh air. So it's a very nice touristic place to visit too.
But is it not packed as well? If you go there, would you not meet crowds and masses of people?
Depends on the season. We have some big dates during the season, especially this year. But for example, if you go to Lourdes during winter season, you are alone in the shrines. And the shrines are open 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. So you can find, of course, a crowd during the high season. If you go to Lourdes in August, it's quite busy. But at this time, for example, if you go to Lourdes, you will be in a very quiet atmosphere.
So it will be more peaceful and reflective as such.
Of course, of course. If you're looking for the crowd, you can find it. But if you're looking for something very special, if you want to be alone, it's possible, of course.
I imagine, though, as well, if there's that many people going out to visit Lourdes, there must be a problem with accommodating people.
Yeah, we have the chance, in relation to Fatima, for example, to have a big accommodation in Lourdes. Lourdes is the second accommodation city after Paris. We have about 230 hotels in Lourdes, from the four-star luxury hotel to the economical hotels. We have also a campsite. We have a special accommodation for disabled people. So we can receive at the same time about 40,000 visitors. The other possibility is that it's quite easy to go to Lourdes from everywhere in Europe and from everywhere in the world. We have 2 international airports, one in the city center of Lourdes at 10 kilometers, the other one in Pau at 40 kilometers from Lourdes. So it's very easy to go there. And from Paris also, because the TGV arrives straight to Lourdes in 5 hours. So we have not only the touristic activities, like the shrines, like the monuments, but also the potential in order to welcome a big population in the same time.
Do you find it, I mean, in a sense it's a miracle in itself, that in an age that is very secular, that there still are that many people, you say it's the second most visited place after Paris, that there still are that many people who are interested in going to see a site of an apparition?
Yes, I think so. It exists from now 150 years, and I think it will be the best way is just in front of us. I want to say about it, but because in fact, I think people need spirituality. This is why people want to go to Lourdes at this time. And this is why people want to, only by curiosity sometimes. For example, Japanese people are not Catholic in general. I want to see to Lourdes because Lourdes is a curiosity. Like for myself, if I'm going to India, for example, I want to go to Benares in order to see the Ganges River, the Ganges. And this is the same thing if I go to Jerusalem. This is an international and cosmopolitan city. This is why Lourdes is a very well-known city, and this is why more and more people want to go there.